In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Be seated. Today we celebrate the saints, the feast of all saints, those shining examples throughout history who are remembered for their dedication to revealing to the world the kingdom of God, who lived their lives as citizens of that kingdom while sojourning in a world so far from their home, with values so different from their homeland that it was readily apparent that they were living as foreigners, as strangers in a strange land. Now, sure, they learned the language and understood culture and customs as any well-prepared missionary is wont to do, but they never adopted them as their own. They paid attention to the words of Jesus when he named the attributes of the blessed in his Sermon on the Mount and took them on as the hallmarks of the citizens of heaven. So this morning, we're going to look at those attributes and see how they stand in contrast to the attributes of the kingdom of this world, to see why those saints stood out as being so out of place.
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
This is a difficult one, but it helps to consider those who are materially poor to understand what is meant here. Someone who is truly poor doesn't have the luxury to deny what is offered to them. They will receive what they are given, often gratefully. The rich, on the other hand, well, they can be more discerning. They can turn down things for even the most arbitrary of reasons. The poor in spirit are those who come before God ready to accept whatever is given to them with thankful hearts. Whatever call he puts on their life, they joyfully take on. This world, on the other hand, values independence above submission. You are the one who gets to choose what you do with your life and what and who you want to be. It's your choice. Blessed are those who mourn. This is the kind of mourning for the sins of the world, and particularly for our own personal sins, the kind of mourning that leads to repentance. The world we live in is all about justification, not the good kind. When you can justify your wrong actions through rationalization or making excuses, then you never actually have to say you're sorry. You get to convince yourself that you only did what you had to do, or that some external cause forced your hand, and you can go on with your life, both unapologetically and guilt-free. Blessed are the meek, those who put the needs of others ahead of their own. We'll talk about something that is completely contrary to the way this world works. This is the way I want things, and that's the way they should be, totally uncompromising, because compromise is seen as defeat, and that kind of weakness just isn't acceptable. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. There are countless people out there who are hungering and thirsting for something. The problem is that they are sold temporary pleasures as opposed to the only thing that can really satisfy, the righteousness of God. They chase after cheap imitations and momentary fixes that can never last. Blessed are the merciful. Nope. We live in a world that desires vengeance. Those who have done wrong must pay. We have a twisted desire to see the suffering of our enemies and delight in it when it happens. Retribution is held up as justice, with no mercy and no leniency. Blessed are the pure in heart. Just turn on the radio to any top 40 music station and you will quickly hear that that one is right out the window. We live in a world that revels in its impurity. But don't get me wrong, this isn't something new. We just live in a time when it's more celebrated than in recent generations. I could have pointed to first century Roman art just as easily as modern pop culture. Blessed are the peacemakers. War is nearly as old as mankind itself. As soon as people found safety in numbers, gathering in packs and in tribes, they have found other packs and tribes to fight with. And modern technology has just given us the ability to wage war with one another in new and far more deadly and destructive ways. In this world, might makes right. If I'm stronger than you, then I can take what's yours. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. No one wants to suffer. It is avoided at all costs, even at the cost what is right. Self-preservation in this world is priority number one. So just this cursory overview makes it obvious that the kingdom of God is at odds with the principles of this world. The saints, as we are all called to be, rejected this world and by their witness gained ground for Jesus Christ. We are to be an enigma, confusing to the world around us. The saints, they were weird, and we should be too. The choices we make for our lives, our families, with our jobs and our money, should all be measured against the Beatitudes that Jesus gave us. Are we acting as citizens of this world or as citizens of the kingdom of God? Because one of the two is built on an eternal foundation. And the other, even now, is passing away. We decide now. So let's all choose to be weirdos for Jesus. Let's all choose to be saints. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.